beside me, baby, that's an order.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hi everyone, my name is Audrey and you're listening to Too Dreamy here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional unceded territories of the Musqueam people in this area known as UBC Point Grey. I'm so excited to be back. I was preempted last week. I heard a few of you were listening in on some amazing music that was being played. I missed it. Unfortunately, I had a really bad cold, and I think I was drinking a lot of NeoCitrin all last weekend. It was a pretty dreamy experience. We were just listening to Andrea Romolo with her cover of Leonard Cohen's The Future. Andrea, really wonderful musician, dreamy folk, one of my favorites. She just put out an album called Homage, which has, it is a collection of Leonard Cohen covers, and she's touring for that record right now. She's going to be here on Sunday at Guilt & Company down on Alexander Street. And we're really hoping Andrea might be calling in today, probably near the end of the show. She is currently traveling to the West Coast by a train. So pretty exciting. We're hoping that Andrea does have the opportunity to call in, but we're going to be playing a few more of her covers. I'm really happy because The Future, one of my favorite Cohen songs. But I'm not going to get too much into that or too much into Andrea because I'd love to be able to save some of that for the interview. But another show that's happening, and it's happening tonight, is Mixed Gems, All Ages at Avant Garden. There's going to be Devours, Milk, Tender Time, DJ Disco Nap. And as you know, we love Devours here at CITR, and we love Devours here at Too Dreamy. So I'm going to play one of my favorite tracks by him. This is Freddy Krueger, Honeymoon Suite, here on Too Dreamy.
Show you how to breathe. Thank you. I said, it's not like I like you. It's not like I hate you. I said I needed you to love me. That's not what I meant, and it wasn't true. Where are you now? Where are you now? When you live through something, where does it live? When you live through somebody, where do they live? Do they live inside your body? Does it live inside your body? I love to tell all my secrets. You are one of them. I'm not gonna tell you what I mean, but I don't wanna wonder where you are. I wanna know how you are. I wanna know how you are. When you live through something, where does it live? When you live through somebody, where do they live?
The BC government now covers medications that could reduce your chances of contracting HIV by 90%. PREP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis and is a preventative measure that HIV-negative folks can take to reduce their risk of becoming positive. Health Initiative for Men suggests that if you have had sex with a partner with HIV, have had a recent STI, have multiple sexual partners, have a history of inconsistent or no condom use, are currently involved in sex work, or have had repeated courses of post-exposure prophylaxis, then you might want to think about looking into PREP measures. CATR and Discorder are not medical professionals. Please refer to your doctor for more information.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Hi, I'm Audrey. This is Too Dreamy. That was my first time playing a content warning. That was really interesting. Anyways, my content warning was for one of the performers I just played, not Future Star, who we were just listening to. That was her new song, New Year's 2009. But before that, we had Shitlord Fuckerman with Bird Milk from Hot Blood and A House for a Head. And you can check them both out tonight. They are playing at Redgate, along with Emily Toyota and GLHF. That's at Redgate on Main Street. And we started off that set with Devours with the song Freddy Krueger Honeymoon from his album Late Bloomer. Also, congrats, Devours. You just got signed to a label. So excited for you. It turns out that this is a double Devours weekend, because you can check him out tonight at the Avant Garden playing the Mixed Gem Show. But he's also playing tomorrow at the Toast Collective with Harley Small and Swamp Romance. I mean, what better way to celebrate the weekend than by seeing Devours twice? I don't know. So coming up next, I'm going to play some new Cherry Glazer. They just posted a couple of songs from their upcoming album, Stuffed and Ready, and this song is called Daddy here on CITR.
Where should I go, Daddy? What should I say? Where should I go? Is it okay with you? Who should I fuck, Daddy? Is it you? Okay to play.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor and the rich get rich. Everybody knows. Everybody knows the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody's got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody's talking into their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
many people you just had to meet without your clothes. But everybody knows. Everybody knows it's now or never. Everybody knows that it's me or you. Everybody knows that you live forever. When you've done a line or two, everybody knows the deal is rotten. Oh, by Joe, still picking cotton for your ribbons and bows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows the plague is coming. Everybody knows it's moving fast. Everybody knows that the naked man and woman are just a shining artifact of the past. Everybody knows that the scene is dead. There's gonna be a meter on your bed that will disclose. But everybody knows.
That was Andrea Romola with Everybody Knows from her Leonard Cohen tribute album, Homage. So beautiful. Yeah, we're celebrating the release of this album today. Andrea's going to be playing a show at Guild & Company on Alexander Street on Sunday. It's an early show. Hope that you can make it out. And Andrea's going to try calling in a little bit as well. But I'm a huge Leonard Cohen fan. I'm going to tell my little Leonard Cohen story now because it's kind of funny. So when I was 14, I listened to a lot of the Smiths and a lot of Depeche Mode. My synth moodiness has not gone away as I've gotten older. But and my mom played some of my music for my neighbor and was like, next time you know, she's going to be listening to Leonard Cohen or something, as if that was a horrible thing. And then I ended up discovering Leonard Cohen thanks to that and fell in love. So I'm loving Andrea's new album, Homage. It's so beautiful. Hoping to play another song from it for all of you later. And yeah, hoping that she's going to be able to call in. I have the board all set up for an incoming call. I'm pretty excited. I've never done one before. Before that, we had Jock Tears with Boys with Bruises from their album Bad Boys, and we started off with Cherry Glazer with a new song from their upcoming album. The song's called Daddy. The album's called Stuffed and Ready, and that song goes out to the strange man who walked by earlier while I was playing that song and probably heard some of the lyrics and looked at me through the window. Yeah, it was definitely a moment. So coming up next, I'm going to play some Douse. They are playing a show coming up on Monday night. Oh, no, sorry, Tuesday. That's why it's called Turn Tuesday. It's called Turn Tuesday at the Projection Room. This is their song, I Am More, directed from their debut album, The Light in You Has Left, here on CITR.
Thank you.
All right, that we were just listening to Cotton Candy Jet Engine. That was the song Ghosts and Flowers from their album Espandia Fuzz. And before that, we had some Calarissa with Black Sea from her album Ocean Electro. She has a new music video for that if you haven't checked it out yet. And then we had Dose with I Am More Directed from the album The Light in You Has Left. So we just got Andrea on the line. I'm just going to bring her on now. Hi, Andrea.
Hello. Hi, Audrey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I'm on a beautiful train across Canada.
Yay. I'm so glad that you could join us.
Me too. Thanks for having me.
Great. So I played a couple of the songs from your album. I played The Future and Everybody Knows, two of my favorite Cohen songs.
Great.
Cool. Yeah. And so I was wondering, what inspired you to do a tribute album for Leonard Cohen?
Well, it sort of came together really organically. I hadn't planned to do a new album because I had just released my double album last year on 2017 with Michael Timmons from the Cowboy Junkies. He produced that one as well. And I don't know, seeds, I guess, were planted over the years. I had had the pleasure of working with Adam Cohen, Leonard's son, hired to sing backups with him in my other band, Scarlet Jane, and the Montreal Symphony Orchestra. So a bunch of years ago, we spent, you know, a couple weeks in the Leonard Cohen household in Montreal learning the songs. And, you know, I got to take a bath in his bathtub and,
wow.
And snoop in his bookshelf and all that. And it was just, I mean, just, you know, wonderful to see how this icon, this poet, this person who was so inspirational to me as a writer lived. And, you know, it was one degree of separation. But, I mean, still, I didn't have any inkling that I was going to do a cover album. And then 2 years ago, I was hired on a gig in Montreal that celebrated the 40th anniversary of The Last Waltz, the band's The Last Waltz.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big rock and roll show. Matt Mays was on the bill, The Wooden Sky, Tom Wilson, all these great rockers. And then me, I was one of the only females on the bill, unfortunately, but it was nice to represent, to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And Leonard had just died 2 weeks before. And
wow.
So, you know, the gig was in Montreal in his hometown, sold out, but everyone was just partying their faces off and celebrating rock and roll. And then at the end of the night, me and Gavin Gardner from The Wooden Sky, we wanted to pay tribute to Leonard because it was just so close to home and it just had happened. So we threw together a version of Hey, That's No Way to Say Goodbye in the back shower of the dressing room. We just like, and I had never sung that song before, but it went over beautifully. You know, you could hear a pin drop. They did this wonderful montage of Leonard portraits in the back from over the years. And it was just really emotional. You know, he meant so much to so many people. And not only that, but it just struck a personal chord in me. You know, I had been in a happy relationship at the time, which didn't work out because they seldom do for me, which is why I write music and tour the country so that, you know, I can help everyone else heal from the
totally.
Pain that I'm feeling. I'm just joking, but partially true.
Mm-hmm.
So I could feel that coming again. I could feel another goodbye coming. And it was, you know, it's just such a sweet and simple goodbye song, but it's so, so profound. And so I took that song with me on the road and I toured Europe with it, overseas in Italy when I released Nuda, my last album. And then I closed every Canadian tour date with it. And I would often get like, hey, where's that? Can we buy that? We love that version. Where's your version of it? And I just was like, well, I don't have it. I just honor the song live. And then one night a gentleman near Toronto, I played a show in his living room and he's like, would you ever consider coming back and doing an entire concert, like an entire evening of just Leonard Cohen songs? And I loved the idea. And that's when the light bulb kind of went on. And I was like, you know what? My heart is broken yet again. I want to put my energy into something positive. And why not get back into the studio with musicians I admire and songs I love and know and a producer that rocks my world. And we just literally 2 months later, I was recording the album. So this was the first album I made without a label, without any government funding. And it was a love project out of pocket. I just wanted to do it and wanted to find my own ways into the songs. And that's how it kind of came about.
That's really rad. That's so rad, especially, yeah, how everything came together. Playing that show just a couple of weeks after his death too.
Like, looking at his bookshelf, I'm a total book nerd, so I can just imagine just how much joy that was. And then having everything come together and touring with this really beautiful album.
Thank you. I'm really proud. I really like the renditions. They're very much, you know, they're very much Andrea Ramlo renditions, like the sound that I started developing on the last album, Nuda. You know, I only play baritone guitar now. I use a bunch of effects pedals, which I'd never used in my previous projects. I was always afraid of electronics. You know, I was used to be a straight up folky with my acoustic Gibson guitar, and now it's just like I'm having a lot of fun exploring just sonically, like the different landscapes and where the song can go. And it was just a deep exploration of the music behind the songs, and that's really what I loved about doing this project.
That's so cool. How did you discover Leonard Cohen?
Oh, I mean, I remember reading him. I got kind of heavily into his poetry, and I read Beautiful Losers in university. Mm-hmm. And I mean, of course, before that, I went to, you know, Catholic school in Toronto and sang Alleluia in my choir. So
totally.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the choir director didn't really know, that maybe Leonard wasn't only talking about the God he wanted us to think he was talking about when he sang Alleluia, because it's such a, that's what I love about Cohen's writing. It's just like, he kind of blends the sexual and the sacred, you know, there's like this, he's just does a great job of that. And he looks at love as if it's a religion, and kind of how I've always liked to glorify love. So I just get him, and I like his darkness, and, so kind of, he just puts everything out there, just candid, and he can give you two words juxtaposed together, and you're just like, whoa, like he just creates that clear image that just resonates and is powerful, and we know exactly what he means, you know?
Totally. Why don't you tell us a bit about the show that's coming up on Sunday?
Yes, I'm so excited to play Vancouver because I haven't been there in a few years. I think maybe the last time was even like the Vancouver Folk Festival. I don't even remember, but I have so many great friends in Vancouver from Toronto and also just from the music industry. We've been playing the circuit for years together, so I'm excited to see everybody as well as some new fans and friends. And I'm playing at Guilt & Company, which is a new venue for me. So Guilt & Company, doors are at 7 p.m. on Sunday. And the show's going to start promptly at 7:30 because I think there's a cap. We have to be out of there by 9. So it's an early night, which is great. So people can go home or stay and have a drink with us after. And the incredible Noah Walker from Vancouver is joining me on lead guitar that night. So it'll be a good duo show.
Yeah, I'm totally excited. I'm a grad student who does a lot of marking, but I'm going to try to make it out on Sunday to the show.
Oh, I hope you can come. Yeah. Bring your marking.
I should.
You won't do it, but bring it.
I know. I totally bring my marking. Awesome. Yeah, that'd be cool. I'm definitely, it will be such a beautiful show.
I think it will be.
Great. So we played a couple of your songs earlier. We played The Future and Everybody Knows, two of my favorite Cohen songs. Did you want to pick out a song just to end the show today?
Absolutely. You should play the first single that was released. It's called My Oh My, and it's one of the lesser known ones. And I had the pleasure of having a music video for that song directed by Caitlin Cronenberg, who's David's daughter.
Oh, wow.
And who's really well known for doing the whole Drake album cover, the one that he's on the CN Tower. Mm-hmm. So she's a wonderful photographer, but also getting into music videos as well. And it's a very vulnerable and revealing music video, but very beautifully done. So I was proud to work with her, and the song's quite soulful and one of my favorite tracks on the album. So My Oh My.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We're going to wrap up the show with that. Thanks so much for joining us, Andrea, and I hope that you have a really beautiful show on Sunday.
Thanks, Andrea. Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. So this is My Oh My by Andrea Romolo. And I love you lots, everyone. I hope you have a really lovely weekend, and I'll catch you next week here on Too Dreamy.
Wasn't hard to love you, I didn't have to try. Wasn't hard to love you, didn't have to try. Held you for a little while.
my, oh my, oh my, held you for a little while, my, oh my, oh my. Drove you to the station, never asked you why. I drove you to the station, I never asked you why. I held you for a little while, my, oh my, oh my. I held you for a little while, my, oh my.
Better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible,